Support for WPR comes from the Madison Museum of Contemporary Art, an independent organization dedicated to creating experiences that educate, reflect, and inspire. More is at mmoca.org.
Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain.
And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
I'm Ginger Strand, the author of The Brothers Vonnegut, and my dangerous idea is, liberals, go get yourself some guns. If you consider yourself an environmentalist, you should probably be hunting. Human beings have altered the ecosystems where they congregate dramatically by decreasing or eliminating other top predators. The only way to keep things in balance is step into that role ourselves. Here in the East, where I live, white-tailed deer are overabundant. They're scouring the forests and creating a hazard on highways. They're a vector for tick-borne disease. With the decline of hunting, it often seems their only natural predator is the SUV. Yet hunting is an ecological act. It puts people in touch with the natural resource, creating a powerful awareness that we're part of the ecosystem, not separate from it. And it provides a source of meat that's greener than factory farm cows or pigs. Hunting can even be used to manage invasive species, like the rampant wild pig known as Hogzilla that's laying waste to parts of the South. But I think there's an even stronger argument for broadening gun ownership. Currently, the nation seems to be divided into two groups, those who advocate gun control and those who own guns. I know that that's not actually the case, but it often seems that way. And that's pretty much the same as a bunch of folks who aren't in possession of uteruses coming up with ever more creative restrictions on reproductive health care. Okay, never mind that that's actually the case. A majority of Americans believe in sensible gun control. They believe in things like banning high-capacity magazines and instituting background checks. They believe in keeping guns out of the hands of the mentally ill or folks who happen to be on the terrorism watch list. They believe that assault weapons are neither relevant to sport hunting nor necessary for home defense. But all of these claims sound less convincing when they come from the mouths of people who've never owned a gun, never would own a gun, and might not even let their kids play with toy guns. It's just too easy to suspect that what someone like that wants is to get rid of all guns altogether. That accounts for at least part of the paranoid tone of so many in the gun rights community. I grew up on a farm, and we always had guns. My father used an over-and-under shotgun to dispatch rabbits who'd been injured by dogs and dogs who had eaten chickens. He kept it against the country contingencies, things like injured horses and rabid raccoons. He once used it to frighten a traveling salesman he didn't like. He's also an avid supporter of sensible gun control. He frequently writes letters to his congressperson about it. Coming from him, a gun owner in Michigan, those letters may have some credibility. So I propose that Greens and feminists and progressives of all types flock to the gun shops and stock up. Let's join our local gun clubs and blast away at targets and clay pigeons. Let's show up for the potluck turkey shoot with a casserole full of vegan lasagna. And let's write thousands of letters to our state and federal representatives demanding better gun control. Let's start each letter with the words, "As a gun owner, I believe." Who knows? Perhaps the prospect of tree huggers armed to the teeth or feminists packing heat will be the thing that finally changes the national conversation about making sure the right to bear arms doesn't infringe on the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's Ginger Strand with A Dangerous Idea. She's also the author of a book called The Brothers Vonnegut.